And welcome back, Carolyn Sabin, joining us here, Families First Partnership. Good morning, Ms. Sabin. Good to see you again.
Yeah, how are you, Tristan?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Oh, just fine.
How's it been going over at Families First Partnership so far in June?
Well, we are starting to get pretty busy. I think that families now have kind of they've gotten back to work, or they've run out of their funds either through unemployment or their that government stimulus. Mm-hmm. And so the disconnects notice are coming through, and so we are getting busier with families having requests now. So, but, you know, the important part is we link them with a coach. Mm-hmm. And we say, let's make a plan. Let's figure out how to move forward from here. And that's how we really try to get them stabilized and back on track with, you know, taking control of their future by working out a plan.
Sure, sure, yeah. And tell us, for those that are listening for the first time, they haven't heard us chat before, what exactly is Families First Partnership?
Okay. Well, Families First Partnership is what we call a community collaborative. And what that means is we're like the backbone organization that reaches out to the other nonprofits in the community and says, how can we partner together to do this work? And we may have the funds and be able to provide that financial support to a family or an organization, but if they provide the workers and even work with the clientele that they've already got in there, where they're working with, you know, mm-hmm. then we just say, how can we help you do your job better? And so we have what we call central navigation, and what that is like when a family is in need or an organization says, hey, I've got a family that has some needs, they can call our central navigator, and that person will screen the information and say, this is what we can do, this is what we see as a need, and after we realize what your plan is, you know, we can help pay the rent, the utilities. So just kind of work with them to see what kind of ways we can support that family. And this also extends to older youth who've been in foster care, juvenile justice, or facing homelessness.
And obviously, with that homeless population, it's kind of surprising the amount of young individuals that are up against the wall and the possibility of going without a home and adequate shelter.
Exactly. Well, and we found that out particularly now during the COVID situation here, because there have been, like, the shelter won't take any new people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rentals, but they're hard to find.
Yes.
You know, especially if you're looking for one you want pretty long term and in good condition. And so we've ended up putting a fair number of people up in hotels. And is that the best case scenario? No, because, you know, you don't have your regular home setting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't cook as easily and have meals. So and it becomes expensive.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, even though we really have to applaud Motel 6, they have done a super job of putting a family up short notice and getting some supports around them besides. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. Great to have that local help from a local business.
Right. Uh-huh. They've been great.
And then obviously, too, we talked about, for example, if there's an individual that's struggling to pay the rent, or perhaps struggling to pay the electricity or the gas, whatever it might be. It's a lot more than just they walk into the building and, okay, here's a check, good luck. There's certain steps that have to be taken, and then mm-hmm. it's all about preventing that situation from occurring again. We don't want the disconnect notice to come in the mail. It's about how do we prevent this from happening next month and in the foreseeable future.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we really depend on those agencies that provide the coaching. And like right now we have DHHS, Family Focused Case Management, The Connection does some coaching, Community Action Partnership does some coaching, and then we reach out even to, like, Region 2, mm-hmm. you know, and often what we try to do is keep that person or that family connected with who they've originally been working with, because they've already got a relationship, they've told their story to that person, and that, that organization knows where they're at in life. And so that's the ideal situation.
The foundation's been laid, so to speak.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. So... So, yeah, and what we're offering also is classes, so that even with the coaching, that person has the opportunity to take some more education-type pieces. So Five Rings Financial provides a budgeting and finances class.
Oh, wow.
It's been great. And then we've started a class called Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World, and it's... After it's kind of a spin-off of the Bridges Out of Poverty program. And another class that we've been having is through Boys Town, and it's called, it's just like Let's Talk, Learning Communication Skills.
Okay.
And even when you're talking to other people, watching those cues, those nonverbal cues, you know, when they're not understanding, or how to move on in the conversation, or how to ask them for something.
Sure.
And Boys Town has a really great curriculum for a lot of those just basic skills.
Oh, yeah. Life skills that not everybody possesses without a little bit of work.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then through Central Plains Center for Services, their PALS coach is doing education pieces on how to get organized or time management. And last month it was the house cleaning one, and a lot of people were really surprised at what they learned in the house cleaning class.
Oh, I'm sure. So. I'm sure there's a lot to be learned through that.
So, well, you know, you do what you grew up seeing done, and unless you find out a different way to do things,
there's more than one way to, you know, get it done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Now, obviously, the coronavirus has really caused a lot of issues for Families First Partnership and for the agencies that you guys support, because obviously the assistance that you guys provide is essential. These individuals rely on this assistance and rely on this coaching and this help. So this virus has really made it difficult for you and the partner agencies to get work done.
Right. Well, and so what we realized when the COVID came in and we just couldn't have people in our office all the time, is that we needed to get some user-friendly way for people to access services. So all of our application process is online. So if a person goes to the website, familiesfirstpartnership.org, then they're able to access the website. And there's a big green button on there called Apply for Benefits, I believe it says, and then if you click on that, it'll take you to the screen where you can make a request and
get things accomplished that
way. Get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, for folks that haven't heard before, Project Connect. We're doing something different here. We've got a unique partnership going with Families First Partnership, Husker Radio, and then the many other partner agencies. But in the past, tell us what Project Connect was before the virus.
With Project Connect, what a group of agencies would work together to sponsor the Project Connect, which is really a one-stop shop. It's where all these agencies are all in one place to provide services, education, information about the local nonprofits. And so it's really almost like a resources fair. And people could stop in and get that information, but we also had like giveaways, you know, food bags and hygiene items and that. Well, with our committee realizing that this may have to look a lot different this year because we can't really have a crowd all in one area, then their plan was to have almost kind of a mugs in the morning for for a number of different agencies. And so we're really excited that Husker Radio is going to work with the group and do some interviews and get little audio snapshots of the various agencies who would normally participate. And I believe we have like 25 spots.
Yes, yep, we've got 25 individuals. So we started yesterday. I started talking to all 25 individuals pretty much I've talked to at one point or another. and started doing some of these interviews yesterday, and we'll roll the first one out tomorrow. We'll have it live on the air for
you. Oh, super.
So
okay.
I thought
all
it would work out perfect to have you in the studio to introduce the segment, and then tomorrow we'll dive on into it with full force. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, and, you know, we just feel like it's really important to continue getting that information out about the agencies and their services.
Yes.
But if we can't meet in person, then we'll...
We'll find other ways to get it accomplished,
exactly.
By God.
Exactly.
These
yeah.
services, I think, are more important now than they were a year ago, even, because the climate that we're living in terms of the economy, is just a lot worse than what it was at this time last year.
Right. Uh-huh. And, you know, even though some of the areas are opening up, that doesn't mean that all the jobs are still available.
Yeah.
So...
And if there was debt that was there before and then somebody got laid off, more debt just got piled on top of it. The
mm-hmm.
situation became worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it any situation like this really ramps up the problems families have, and it almost becomes kind of a domino effect, because, you know,
sure.
if you can't pay your rent, then, you know, where do you shift your money around?
Yeah.
You know? What becomes the priority? My car payment, my rent. Do I want to lose my car? Do I want to lose my home?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do I pay the gas or do I pay the electricity?
And right.
Things
mm-hmm.
that you shouldn't have to wonder or pick between.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it often for people who live from paycheck to paycheck, when one thing goes wrong, it just
has a spiral and a snowball effect. In a
exactly.
lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about giving these individuals the opportunities to realize there is assistance available, plenty of assistance available,
mm-hmm.
and obviously Project Connect has always been the one-stop shop, so we'll continue to provide that here on the air in a different fashion and have those interviews posted to the website so folks can go and find some information on that as well. But you guys, Families First Partnership, serves as a one-stop shop in some ways too. Even if somebody knows that Families First Partnership can't exactly help them, you can point them in the right direction.
Right. We really make an effort to send them on to an agency who might be the best fit for them if they're a person that we just can't help. And so that makes it a lot easier. And yet, you know, our funder, Nebraska Children and Families Foundation, have also asked us to find out where those gaps are.
Oh, sure.
And especially during this time where the resources are probably stretched to the limit.
Oh, yeah. Then, extremely thin.
Right. Then they asked our board to consider, you know, being a little more flexible with who we could serve. And so we were pretty excited to partner with Gary's Superfoods and the Senior Center to get food packs out to those homebound seniors who commonly receive Meals on Wheels. So.
Oh, sure. It's a good partnership. And hats off to Gary Superfoods for the great work that they're doing here for the community. Extremely community-minded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, it's just great to see that when the need is there, there's groups that step up. And,
yep.
you know, sometimes it's someone you wouldn't even expect. But, you know, often it's just a matter of asking.
Yeah, these individuals come out of the shadows and step into the spotlight and help out the individuals or help out whoever needs the assistance. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else you'd like to end this morning?
Well, another exciting thing we've got going is we do have a new staff member.
Okay.
Yeah, Melissa Frederick is our new youth leadership coordinator. And so she will be working with the various youth who have been involved in our programs, and they have a number of different things that they're going to be focusing on. A lot of those things are like the leadership skills and understanding how to be a role model, but then they will also have some community volunteer projects that they do, because, you know, really volunteerism is almost going by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard for organizations now to find volunteers, and so, you know, we're trying to boost that back into young people and say, you know, giving back to your community is a really important part of being a citizen.
Well, and people always think when agencies and nonprofits are asking for help, they're asking for money. And while financial contributions are great and very much appreciated, you can still give in your terms of time, talent, and treasure. So if you have the capability to, you know, go put in some sweat equity, as they call it sometimes, it makes a world of a difference as well, and it's just as appreciated and as welcome as a check for $100 might be.
Right. So those are going to be two of their main focuses, some leadership education, but also volunteering in the community.
Awesome, awesome. Plenty of opportunities. Just have to ask for them and look for them.
So.
Always good to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you here again in a few weeks when we have the Families First Partnership Project Connect Spotlight.
Yep, sounds great.
Sounds like a plan. Again, Project Connect coming tomorrow. It's been presented by Families First Partnership and Husker Radio, so we'll dive into those tomorrow morning, and really looking forward to that. Going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll continue the local conversation on Mugs in the Morning after this.